This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And up next, what happens when you find an unexpected gigantic charge on your credit card? What do you do? Because that is the situation that a man in Singapore found himself in. So Lim Cheng Mong, that is his name. He was surprised by a call from his bank telling him that he had missed a payment of more than 20,000 Singapore dollars, so 61,000, close to 62,000 ringgit actually, in overdue credit card debt. And this was linked to 89 transactions under his name. And his initial reaction was that he had been scammed. Would that were true? Because that is not the case.
No, and I think it's telling that this is being shared in a number of parenting groups and pages online in horror, because I really think it's many parents' online nightmare. So basically, this billing trail led to his 18-year-old daughter's Grab e-wallet, which was tied to his credit card. It turns out his daughter had been linking her e-wallet to Genshin Impact, which, if you don't know already, is an immensely successful and popular mobile game, and basically spent more than 20,000 Singapore dollars between August and October last year. She used the money to update her avatar on the game. Essentially, she made in-game purchases. The thing with a lot of games like this is that they are essentially free to play, but unless you buy upgrades or make other sorts of purchases, progress can be quite slow. So it becomes quite a self-encouraging way in which to convince the user to pay to essentially put money into the game.
Yeah, but your money or your father's money? Because in this situation, you know, she may be 18 and therefore an adult, but it is, after all, still her father's credit card. And so this is what he had to say, right? He said, "I told her off that the money she used was a lot of money, worth 1 year of school fees if she studied overseas. A huge sum was spent in the blink of an eye." He also said that companies and authorities should review the enforcement of online transactions, especially when children are involved, saying, "We as parents have totally no control. It is a disaster waiting to happen, and I want to make sure more parents are aware of it." So he has recovered around 10,000 Singapore dollars, so close to 31,000 ringgit, from his credit card issuing bank. But this is just as a gesture of goodwill. It is not because, you know, there was any fraud or anything of the sort committed, because the simple fact of the matter is that, I mean, yeah, it was spent in a legitimate way. Might not like it, and it might not feel, as he himself said, very much within his control. But in the end, it was spent, you know, by someone who seemed to know what she was spending on.
And I think that's what's so concerning, or perhaps that's what the precipitating problem is with these sorts of things, right? That in the end, it's not a scam. And if you've tied your credit card or your e-wallet to any of these in-app purchases, essentially you're consenting for yourself to be charged if you click on that purchase button. So I can actually see why many parents would be worried, especially if they don't quite know how these things work or what their kids might be charging to that card until it's a little too late.
Yeah. And, you know, we sit Genshin Impact as if we play it, right? As if we are fully...
I don't know why you assumed I didn't. No, I don't. But still, I wanted to sound a little cooler.
I know you, okay? Like, let's not pretend. No, but I'm just saying that even as someone who knows what it is, as someone who is not aware of the gameplay, I don't know how you spend 20,000 ringgit. I don't know how much the in-app purchases cost. I don't know what, you know, what the updating of the avatar would involve. And also, I don't know how addictive the gameplay is that would encourage the sort of spending. And I think it's all those different things that are factoring into a conversation.
Well, as someone who played Pokemon Go back in the day, I can at least speak to the addictive aspect of it, because I will confess I did spend more money than I would have liked, because it gets you ahead in the game.
Yes. So we want to know, how do you think situations like these can be avoided? Just a reminder what the situation is. A Singaporean dad was surprised by a call from his bank after he missed a payment of close to 62,000 ringgit, which his daughter had spent on a mobile game. So we'd like to hear from you. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this is Jonathan Leo, content director at kakuchopure.com and a regular guest on BFM's gaming show, GG Well Played. Jonathan, it's good to have you with us.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me.
So I think we both kind of outed ourselves as non-players of this game. For some context, could you talk to us about what Genshin Impact is and where the transactions come in?
Yes. Genshin Impact is a very popular role-playing game where you have your own set of characters you get to use in the party to defeat enemies in the fantasy world of, what's it called again? Teyvat, yes. It's been a while since I played the game, so yeah. So basically, you get to play this game in a fantasy kind of setting, so it's like sword and sorcery thing going on, as well as some little Chinese mythological nuances and even some Japanese-influenced fantasy worlds in it as well. So how players spend money here is they can actually buy Genesis crystals that they can use to convert into Primo Gems, which you use real money for to buy these things. Now, these Primo Gems can be used to actually buy characters, but you don't actually buy specific characters per se. You actually buy a thing called a roll, a gacha in this case, where you basically pay a set bunch of money to get a batch of up to 10 random prizes. Now, these prizes are random. It can be a weapon, it can be a character, a 4-star character, or a 5-star character. So herein lies the random nature of a gacha. You don't know what you're going to get because, like I said, it's random. So you pay a set amount of money, for example, about a few hundred Primo Gems to basically do one roll. One roll will have like 10 prizes, and these 10 prizes can be a weapon or a character that you want. Now, certain characters who are very popular in the game can pop up, through a character banner, which means these characters will show up frequently for a limited time, like, oh, say, about 3 to 4 weeks to appear in this banner. So this is when players start spending money because of a character they like. So this is how this kind of spending can go up to thousands of US dollars, because you can buy as many Primo Gem as you want. And you can roll or gacha as many characters and many chances as you can. Are you guys clear of the concept?
Roughly, yes. Okay. But what are your views on these sorts of microtransactions? Is it very common for mobile games to encourage this?
It is very common because that's how free-to-play games make their money. They actually will have the system out there, this gacha or loot box system for people to use and play. And eventually, after a week or so of the gameplay is enticing and catchy enough with Genshin Impact's gameplay and the characters and the art style and the music, they will eventually start spending way more money. Now, these companies, because I used to work for one before, they want to actually latch onto a couple of whales, i.e. people with really big fat wallets and big spending money and who have enough disposable income from their jobs to spend like fat stacks like every week or every month. And these whales are being caught by these companies they're probably attracted by the new characters that come out or from maybe a promotion for previous characters who are popular or weapons that are popular. So they will just wait for these moments and then that will happen. So this is how free-to-play games actually earn their money. They're not actually free. I mean, you know, nothing in life is free, right? Whether it's a premium game or a so-and-so free-to-play game, because these kind of games rely on being live for until the game is probably run its course for maybe 6 years or 10 years or so. They can last for as long as possible, depending on how popular the game is. And in Genshin Impact's case and miHoYo's experience with free-to-play games, this game will be around for a very long time.
So you've talked about the random nature of the thing, you know, the way in which you don't know what it is you're going to get.
Yeah, and like gambling, basically.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I wanted to ask you about, because what relationship do you think microtransactions like this have to gaming addictions?
It is very close, unfortunately. Like, I won't deny there's actually, because, you know, when people, they actually gamble, they spend more than they should because they have an addictive personality. The same rule applies for gacha games as well. Like, there's a very attractive, because these companies, they do have a system where they try to, how do I say this diplomatically? Like, they use a kind of system where they basically entice people to play and spend money. I would even dare say it's predatory to an extent, depending on how it's being framed. So that's how addictive personalities can be born. I mean, especially if someone who already has an existing addictive personality and trying to curb it. So these kind of players or these kind of gamers are not safe from gacha titles, especially when some less than scrupulous company are a bit more aggressive with their FOMO and their predatory tactics. Now, I'm not saying that all F2B games are bad. I mean, some of them, they actually do moderate themselves and they actually have really good gameplay coming out of it. But the majority of them, they have to rely on these tactics to make their money and a lot of money to actually keep the company afloat.
So the father involved in this situation, Lim Chi Mong, he mentioned that parents have no control in these situations. Would you agree with this?
That's where I have to disagree, because as a parent, you should know what your kids are playing. Therefore, you need to do your research. Now, parents like him, like Lim, they need to know what the kids are playing. I mean, I wouldn't want my own kid to sneak off watching an R-rated film that's not meant for them, or in this context, to play an R-rated game like Grand Theft Auto, which we know is for mature players, 18 and above. So in that same frame, I wouldn't want to dive into Genshin Impact unless I know what I'm getting into. Now, if I know if my kid is going to be playing this, I'm basically going to take off all my credit card options and whatnot away from the phone of my kid. So that's what Lim should have done in the future. Like, maybe take away all these credit card numbers and options away from the phone, use a top-up system, and basically just, you know, have notifications pop up and warn them, like, in prior, like, whether they're using the app store. Because at this point in time, people should be tech-savvy enough or should be educated enough to know about all this, about these notifications and whatnot. There are many tech sites out there that can tell you what you need to do and what you need to do to prevent problems like this from happening. And companies themselves, they're not at fault, because they have actually put up disclaimers and they are less aggressive compared to, oh, say, 2015 up to 2019, after a bunch of laws have enacted in Belgium and other outside countries. So they're being very mindful of what's going on. So in Lim's context, yes, it's sad that that happened, but again, he should have just basically did his research before. I mean, he needs to know in advance what his kids are up to, right? Mm. You have to monitor your kids, right?
So I know that it's not in their interest. Like you said, right? Once it's released, you know, users, parents, that's where that conversation has to go. But from a game developer point of view, might there be fail-safes that need to be built into games to avoid these situations?
Fail-safes? It really depends on the company itself, whether they are really hard up to get the money or not. I mean, as a business, sometimes some companies can be a bit too greedy, so they start being aggressive with their advertising. But it is the due diligence to actually responsibly create a free-to-play game. Like, for example, maybe not have their advertising and their FOMO character banners be less aggressive. Like, if you're in the know, you know. Otherwise, maybe have it in a way that have prompts to turn notifications automatically, as well as put up warnings, because there's so much developers can do. Unfortunately, I don't have the foolproof answer for this, because as a person who used to work in a company like this, I understand where they're working from. But at the same time, there's a fine balance that needs to be made. I believe that if your game is fun enough, players will eventually spend money on it if it's a free-to-play game. If your game is terrible, you don't deserve the money. But if this game is terrible and it actually uses a lot of mechanics to make people throw money at it because of FOMO and because of predatory practices, then that company does not deserve that money or you know, the adulation of fans and whatnot. Because, again, a video game is meant to be interactive. To have like a clicker simulator and with a less interactivity, I don't think that deserves anything or whatnot, right? I mean, you need to actually have interaction with a game, like full attention, you know, to grow skills and whatnot. A clicker game is not a good example of that.
Jonathan, thanks for speaking with us today.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot.
That was Jonathan Leo, content director at kakuchopure.com, talking to us about a recent situation where a father found himself 62,000 ringgit in the red because, his daughter spent it on Genshin. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on the matter, and we have some lovely messages. I wanted to start with this from Munif, who just says, as a Genshin Impact veteran, I got to give the shout out. If you pay for the best weapons, pay for every character, pay for all upgrades, stop being proud as if you're a tactician, lucky or awesome. You are just rich. Get over yourself.
So we have a number of people with some advice. So Johnny says, don't use iOS as your credit card is attached to the phone and you can't control the in-app purchase. Go for Android instead. But if you can afford the iOS, then no worries on those in-app purchases. I'm not sure that's quite fair. I think everyone should be able to make their choices instead of automatically.
There's a big difference between being able to afford a 4,000 ringgit phone and a 61,000 ringgit credit card debt. Nikki says, use a debit card with limited limited credit instead of giving children a credit card or a credit with very low credit limit?
No, I think that makes perfect sense. And Irene just says there should be a Computer Gaming Act to monitor and control safeguards for people.
That's an option, although I think it would have to be a priority. Keep those thoughts coming. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.